are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Hi, my name is Bible Finkel, Father Schwinkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid. And there was this one more thing about the smorgasbord table, so it had meatloaf and roast, and cold cuts and steak and chicken and hamburgers, and veal and pastrami and turkey and salami, and hot dogs, and also these little teensy hot dogs that were rolled up in these, like, cloths that tasted like dough. And by accident, I ate, like, all of them, sort of. So since everybody already ate the meat and stuff, so therefore all the desserts had to be non-dairy. So the dessert table was, like, non-dairy cream cheese, non-dairy cottage cheese, non-dairy sour cream, and non-dairy cheesecakes, non-dairy yogurt, non-dairy Swiss cheese, non-dairy mozzarella cheese, non-dairy American cheese, non-dairy farmer's cheese, non-dairy cheese blend cheese, and then they brought out this really big pot of chocolate hot fudge! Well, it wasn't really chocolate hot fudge, it was non-dairy chocolate hot fudge. But then, as everybody was packing up to leave the bar mitzvah rehearsal, so I noticed the photographer was sitting in a corner, and he was munching, apparently, on this massive corned beef sandwich, and the pickle that was on the fourth layer of his sandwich popped right out of his corned beef sandwich and flew right across the entire bar mitzvah hall, and it landed right in the big pot of non-dairy hot fudge! And just at that precise moment, I started screaming to myself and out loud to everybody, "No! I don't want chocolate-covered pickles by my bar mitzvah!" And then at that precise moment, I heard a loud boom, bang, crash, and I realized that my grandma was missing, and so all of a sudden, I realized that the big pot of chocolate hot fudge was overflowing, so I ran towards it, and I discovered my grandma's mitzvah was inside of there! You wouldn't believe it! She was a chocolate-covered grandma's mitzvah! Oh, poor grandma! I can't believe it, I have a chocolate-covered grandma spritzer. So I had to tip out the entire big pot of non-dairy chocolate hot fudge, and it all came spilling out, and so did my grandma spritzer. And she was chocolate-covered, by the way. And I said, "Grandma spritzer, why'd you have to jump in there just to save the pickle? We could have just got another pickle for him." And so she looked at me with those piercing chocolate eyes, and she said, "Fievel, do you think I would jump into the big pot of chocolate hot fudge just to save the pickle from being chocolate-covered? We love chocolate-covered pickles, Fievel, don't you remember? It runs in the family." So I said, "Yeah, but so why did you jump in the pot?" And she said, "Because you wouldn't believe what I saw. I couldn't control myself. I had to do it. I saw the photographer at the other side of the room. You wouldn't believe it. He was eating and fressing and munching away like there's no tomorrow." And at first I tried not to look at him, but he was getting so much bigger with every single bite that no matter which place in the room I looked around, he was right there in front of me. So I had no choice but to jump into the pot. But besides that, Fievel Zeiskite, don't you know today's safer on mitzvahs already? So I said, Yes, sure, exactly, I know 100% what you're talking about, Grandma. Because that really is today's mitzvah and stuff, negative mitzvah number 267 and stuff, that if you hire a worker, like the photographer, so he's not allowed to eat from the crops of your field that he's working in, if he's not holding by the last stage of his work, meaning like, that only when he's up to the last stage of his work, so only then he's allowed to eat from your stuff. And also, negative mitzvah number 268 and stuff, that the worker who works for you and is allowed to eat from your stuff, so he's not allowed to take more than necessary. And like in our case and stuff, that the photographer is not allowed to eat from our stuff until he's finished the last stage of his work, like maybe to like develop the film. And he's definitely not allowed to eat more than necessary. Because, like, even if he does eat more than necessary, you never know what my grandma Sprinter might think of. Like, have you ever seen a chocolate-covered photographer before? You're listening to me, Bible Bingo. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, same fox.